You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time right now for a trending report. Well, there's no doubt biggest trending news in the Mile High City. That's got to be our beloved Colorado Avalanche, who once again won. They swept Nashville. What is your? Do you still have your little audio?
Here's a sports guy voice telling you how it went down.
Down the wall, avoids a hit of Trenton. Cale Makar, backdoor pass, they score! It's the 2-2 train! 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, the Predators have become prey. And for the second straight season, the Avalanche will sweep their way to the second round.
How sweep it is. How sweep it is. I'm sports guy.
The Predators have become prey.
You know he had to be driving to the game thinking of what he was going to say when the Avalanche won.
The Predators have become prey.
Yep. Sports guy.
That's it. He jots it down.
Oh, that's a good one.
Post-it
that's
note
one.
Or something.
Oh,
has it there next to the microphone.
I can't wait.
I could not do that job. Hockey's too fast-paced for me to be able, when they pass the puck, and I'm like, wait a minute, who's got it?
All
wait,
jokes aside, those guys are pretty darn incredible.
No kidding.
They do, and all the names they have to remember.
I don't know how hockey is... Football or baseball, I could do easily. Hockey,
intense.
And even basketball, there's only like five guys to a side, but they pass that ball around. Wait a minute, who's got it now? It's Dikembe Mutombo.
The Predators have become prey.
I would be able to think of clever lines going
little
into
snippets,
the game.
Snippets, yeah.
Yeah, I would be able to do that. Anyway, so now the Avs get to rest up for several days before they move on to the semifinals. The Rockies, they lost again in San Francisco. They'll play the Giants again tonight. Get a load of this story. Marilyn Monroe died 60 years ago. It'll be 60 years, I think, in August. And yet Andy Warhol's iconic artwork of her face, it's one of those things you're like, which is, if you saw the picture, you'd go, oh yeah, I've seen that a lot. Anyway, the original art itself sold at an auction yesterday to an anonymous buyer, $195 million.
Whoa.
The most expensive artwork by an American artist ever sold at auction, and it also is like the most expensive art piece from the 20th century that's ever been auctioned off.
Crazy. That's so much money.
The proceeds, Jeremy, are going to go to a foundation that helps to provide health care and educational programs for children. But
hey, good.
60 years after she has died, Marilyn is still relevant and big news. My wife was watching some documentary about her the other day. I go, why are you watching that? She goes, it looked good.
Well, look at Kim Kardashian just wore her dress to the Met Gala.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Still
yeah,
big
she's super relevant. We were talking about weddings earlier. I thought this was kind of cute. There's a couple that they couldn't decide whether when they got married, she was going to take his last name or he would take hers. Had a few times on our show. And I personally think it's really cute when couples just create a whole new last name and they just like start fresh from scratch. But what this couple did, they say they always flip coins to decide things in their relationship. So up at the altar, their officiant actually flipped a coin. And once they determined, who won, that's when the officiant introduced them. And if you're wondering, the group.
That's
so they
that's
took his
cute.
Name. And it is going viral on TikTok of the officiant flipping a coin.
That's cool.
Hey, whatever you got to do to decide, just have some fun with your wedding. Have
that's
a good time
cool.
with it. What else is trending?
Oh, look at this. Jer on sports. I have more sports news. Tom Brady's life after football just got a little clearer. This came out about an hour ago. Tom Brady is joining the team at Fox Sports. He's agreed to a long-term deal with the network. He's going to be their lead analyst when he retires. What else about this? He's going to be an ambassador for Fox Sports. He's going to do promotional initiatives, whatever that means. And, of course, he went onto his Twitter and said he's, quote, excited about the post-NFL venture. And there's still a lot of unfinished business on the field, though.
So that's a lot. Exciting, right? You guys super excited about
that? Well, I guess they
got
to replace Troy Aikman, who left Fox, so I guess TB12 will be the
Why
one.
Not? Curious Whatever. To see what he's getting paid. That's the only thing I'm interested in. We found out a little more yesterday about the Dirty Dancing sequel. Yes, Dirty Dancing has a sequel coming out. That is a movie that my wife will stop on and stop whatever she's doing if it comes on TV. And she sits down with a little smile on her face and watches that movie. She's probably seen it 400 times. It's just, I don't get it. I've never actually watched the whole thing all the way through, which is kind of funny. But I guess Jennifer Grey is coming back as Baby. She's, you know, the baby in the corner, right?
How old is she now?
You bet. The movie takes place in the 90s with Baby returning to the Catskills Resort, Kellerman's. It's a coming-of-age romance, Dom, about a young woman. But Baby's own journey will be intertwined with that story. Now, no word yet if Patrick Swayze is going to somehow make an appearance in it. They're in talks with his estate to see if he's can, you know, pop up
like
somehow
a CGI
virtually
thing
or in a photo or something. Because, as you know, he sadly has passed away. So did you get some stats on age?
Yeah, Baby is now 62 years old.
As long as this is in it. Oh, yeah. That was a soundtrack that was in heavy rotation at my house growing up. Mom had the Dirty Dancing soundtrack going with the Judds and
the time of my life.
Oh, yes. That's a good soundtrack. Here's a story that makes me kind of unhappy. I don't know if you knew this, but May is National Moving Month. I've been waiting all year for this.
Moving?
Moving, Dom.
Okay.
And, of course, Penske Truck Rentals, top 10 moving destination list is back. Oh, I love this list. Here's the sad part. Denver's on it. They said something like 14 to 23 million Americans relocated last year because, you know, the pandemic. You could basically go wherever you want if you could work remotely. And then they put out the list of the top 5 moving destinations. Houston, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Charlotte, and dun-dun-dun, Denver. And I think we've all seen the stories about how expensive everything is here and how much of a lack of inventory is here. So
I wonder if over the part next of it, buddy. 2 years we're going to see that completely flip and there'll be more people moving out of Denver than moving in just because of those costs that you referenced.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just so busy.
Too much traffic.
So much traffic. Everything's so expensive.
What else is
there? And it gets cold. I was complaining yesterday to my wife. I was like, because everything's blooming and green and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wouldn't it be nice to live somewhere with no snow and no winter where it's just like this all the time? It sounds so appealing now. So
I don't know.
One of these
took
days.
If I took a picture for you out my back door,
excuse me?
You would lose your mind.
How'd you get a camera in there? Dirty Soda is trending this morning. Hashtag Dirty Soda. It's this big thing going on TikTok right now. It's a hot trend. Olivia Rodrigo, I guess, really set this off when she posted a picture of herself drinking a dirty soda. Now, what it is you take like a Diet Coke and you put any sort of coffee creamer in it. Put a little splash of caramel coffee creamer in there. And then you spray some sort of fruity something in there. I'm not really sure what it is. But anyway, this whole dirty soda thing is catching on online with all the tweens, I guess. And they say it's all the rave. To me, personally, it doesn't sound very tasty. Mm-mm. But I was big on cinnamon Cokes in high school. I would go to a little diner and they'd put a splash of cinnamon flavoring in. So I guess if you put a little cinnamon coffee creamer in your Coke, it might be kind of good. I don't know.
Wonder why that makes it dirty. It seems like it's, I don't know, if you're adding cream to it, it seems like it's lightening it up. I don't know.
Does that make it clean? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but the dirty drink that I think is hilarious is the Dirty Shirley that I was reading about. Instead of dirty soda, the Dirty Shirley is people are taking Shirley Temples and they're adding a shot of vodka to them. And they say it is a delightful summertime drink.
The Shirley Temple is the Coke with the grenadine, right? Is that Shirley Temple?
It's like it's not Coke. It's
or is it Sprite? It's Sprite or ginger ale?
Yeah, it's like a Sprite with grenadine, and you put maraschino cherries in it.
Yes, okay.
And then you throw a shot of vodka in, and it changes it from a Shirley Temple to a dirty shirt.
I could try that.
Well, you're into girly drinks, so you probably would love it.
Why is it girly?
It just is, because Shirley Temples are the drinks for little girls, and then the boys would drink what's called a Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of all that. I'll drink anything with grenadine in it. I used to sneak sips of grenadine when my parents kept it up in the cupboard in the kitchen. I'd sneak down and take little sips of it. I'd still do that to this day. It tastes so good.
Well, make yourself
pure.
A dirty Shirley.
Stop saying dirty Shirley.
I love it.
To me,
it's a great name.
I'm going to Google that with Urban Dictionary to see if that means something else, because it totally sounds like something naughty.
Hold on. Let me do it right now. Urban Dictionary.
Hey, babe.
Dirty Shirley.
Feel like doing the dirty Shirley this weekend? I'll get the grenadine.
I mean, it is. Urban Dictionary probably has something for it.
You know it's something
naughty. No, it's just purely the adult version of the kids' drink. Add grenadine to 7-Up or Sprite. And make it dirty by adding vodka.
Okay.
They say it's especially good, Jeremy, with raspberry flavored vodka.
Ooh.
Oh, no, wait a minute. There's another definition.
Just say, scroll down a little bit.
I just did.
Read that one.
Oh, my God.
See, I told you it had to be something.
People.
Don't. Or
don't. Don't search this while you're on your work computer. In fact, let me log out of this.
See, and now you've been talking about Dirty Shirley's for 5 minutes.
But I'm talking about the drink, and that is the first thing that comes up. Right. So I am covered.
When we are done here with clickbait, I'm going to look it up. All right, let's hit the little thingy thingy there.
Clickbait.
That sounds like the Dirty Shirley, actually.
Clickbait's on our Facebook page. New Guinness World Record if you're really bored at work and want to check it out. It's the farthest distance balancing a running chainsaw on the chin. This guy walked 206 feet, 8 inches, and he had a running chainsaw balanced there on his chin.
Yeah, okay.
Something only a guy would do. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.